because of what he reveals in them.
Outstanding. For all of you David Icke fans, stay tuned. Get paper and pencil ready. We're going to tell you how to avail yourself of the brand new videos just now ready. So hang on, and we'll continue in just a couple minutes with Credo Mutwa live from South Africa and David Icke. Welcome back. I'm Jeff Renser with you 6 nights a week, 3 hours a night, coast to coast, and on the Internet worldwide. Hello to everyone overseas and around this wonderful planet of ours. There is still opportunity here. Let's not get too negative. Credo, the idea of reptilians, some people look at it metaphorically. They see it as a symbol of an evil in men's hearts and minds, a controlling class of humanity. Others, as yourself, say that the reptilians are quite real, three-dimensional, flesh and blood. Do they occupy the same real-time space on this planet as we do? Do they live here with us, or are they from another dimension? How does it work in your heritage and your history?
You mean amongst the African peoples?
Yes.
Say, the Chitauli, the whisperers of the dark law, mm-hmm. our elder brothers, are here with us. And please, let nobody think I am crazy when I say this. I'm asking all thinking people to investigate. Do you know, sir, where you will find these beings? As real as you are, you will find them on the edges of deserts, in the Sahel region of Africa. Ask the tribes people there, and even now, in this electronic age, they will tell you about half men, men who are only half. We have got only one arm and one leg, and the other part of their body is invisible. People in South Africa, on the edge of the Kalahari Desert, mm-hmm. will tell you exactly the same thing. And at one time, I was exploring with a great explorer in South Africa, Mr. Adrian Boshia. When we saw, there were three of us walking through the bush, a tribesman, myself and Mr. Boshia. Mm-hmm. And we came across that a strange footprint in the loose sand. Mm-hmm. It was like a footprint of a bird, a large bird, but with four toes. Mm-hmm. And this tribesman screamed and ran away. And Mr. Boshia shouted at him to come back. And because he was guiding us to a hole which we were going to investigate, a cave. And this tribesman said, I'm not coming back. This is a demon which has walked here. Mm-hmm. Mr. Boshia, who was a disbeliever, said, come on, Ahman, this is a bird that walked here. But the tribesman said, no bird, no bird. This is demon. And I agreed with him. The footprint was not that of a bird, any bird that I knew. It was too large to be that of a bird. It was not an ostrich, but a four-footed reptile-like creature. Mm. And Mr. Boshia afterwards said, we mustn't even talk about what we had seen. Said, the Chitauli are real, and I have reason to believe that they are destroying Africa and my people as part of a strange strategy of their own. And they can change from they can appear as real human beings. They change shapes.
And they can take on the form of a human being. Is it actually a physical form of a human being, or are they somehow telepathically able to project into the people seeing them that they look human?
I don't know, sir, but I can tell you there is something that has been happening for many, many generations in the province of Natal in South Africa.
Mm-hmm. There is a
church where a strange light is often seen. And if you are a Christian, this light becomes like the Virgin Mary, complete with features. And if you are a Hindu, you see her as a Hindu goddess. And if you are a member of our traditional religions like myself,
mm-hmm.
you see her as the great Earth Mother.
Mm-hmm.
So this creature, whatever it is, which has been seen by hundreds of people,
mm-hmm.
shapes itself according to what you believe in.
Mm-hmm. I understand.
This phenomenon is very, very common. And here is another thing.
Uh-huh.
Please, people who have been kidnapped by the Mandindan, the grey aliens, should have their ancestry checked, because the grey aliens who work for the Chitauli do not just kidnap anybody.
Mm-hmm.
They kidnap special people, and in the blood of those people, they look for something. I don't know what it is. For example, I am an abductee myself. I have got injuries on my thighs which no weapon has ever made. I have got a hole in my left thigh which you can put your finger right up to the middle, your thumb right up to the middle. And many people like that who were taken by the Mandindan, when I check into their ancestry, I find that they were descended from chiefs or from noblemen and high officials of a tribe in ancient times. I am sure that all people throughout the world who are kidnapped have a trace of the reptile blood in them. And the Mandindan are looking for this substance to keep their masters alive, because we are told that there are very few of the Chitauli and that they have got problems reproducing, which is why they impregnate earth women. And also, they have sicknesses where their skin comes off at a certain stage, and they need the special blood of special human beings in order to survive, hence the many kidnappings.
I understand. Okay, we'll pursue this further in just a couple of minutes. David, so we have, again, confirmation of abduction from an African shaman of great stature, one of the only two surviving Sanusis left. He is the official historian of the Zulu Nation. The abduction phenomenon does not seem to be something particular to the Western world, once again.
Yeah, I mean, Africa has been forgotten so much in the UFO research community. Again, if it doesn't happen in Europe or North America, then it's not happening. And yet the stories and the information that's in Africa waiting to be discovered is just staggering. For instance, you know, we're still arguing about whether aliens were captured at Roswell. Well,
right.
African tribespeople have been finding them, and one of the most amazing things that Credo talks about.
Yeah, hold on,
is
right
the
there,
graves
David.
Are not the graves.
Right, hold on. We'll come back and pursue that. It's a remarkable program, amazing information for you to consider, and we'll be back. All right, let's go back to Credo here. Credo, we've done many, many programs about the abduction issue with the little grays. It's also been commonly discussed that people who are abducted, when they can talk to their mothers or fathers, will usually find that their mothers or fathers, and in some cases their grandparents, will have also abduction experiences and memories, if they'll talk about them. So it seems to be something that is followed throughout generation after generation, as you have suggested, is going on in your country as well. What are, Credo, what are the Greys, and who do they work for?
Sir, the Mandindane, the tormentors, the torturers, as they are called amongst my people, are the servants of the Chitawuli, the beasts of the Silosengubo, the beasts of the terrible blanket. They are all one and the same race. The Mandindane have no genitals. In other words, they are drones for the Chitawuli, who are capable of reproducing. The Mandindane find medicine, so our great teachers tell us, for the Chitawuli to keep them alive. For example, sir, the kidnapping of people goes back hundreds of years amongst my people. Zulu warriors, when they went to battle, used to wear a very strange object on the tips of the organs of manhood, sir, a grass cap. This grass cap was not worn for modesty or for protecting the genital. It was worn because when warriors were an army moving through the bush to attack a faraway tribe, they were followed and some of them were kidnapped and drained of semen by the Mandindane. Now, this grass cap used to endanger the Zulu warrior's life, because sometimes when the battle really got hot, the grass cap got between the warrior, came off the tip of the warrior's penis, and it got between his thighs, causing him to fall down and get killed. But they had to wear this thing, which are many of which are still being made by craftsmen today, in order to protect themselves from the Mandindane. My mother was kidnapped in 1918, some years before I was born. And then she was kidnapped again with me as a baby. And she could not account for the several hours of time she had lost. And her father beat her up thinking that she was a liar.
He beat her up thinking she was a liar.
Say, my grandfather beat her up thinking that she had gone to meet her boyfriend, but she had disappeared with me on her back, according to some old women who later told me the story. And she reappeared a few hours later, not knowing where she had been. Now, this phenomenon, sir, is very, very common in Africa and South Africa, and nobody has ever bothered to really research it. And one thing, sir, is this. We human beings must accept that we are not alone in this world. The proof that there were other great civilizations before us is overwhelming. Here in South Africa, for example, a huge rock was cut up by machines, sir. A rock many millions of years old. The scientists wanted to use that stone to line the insides of the jet pipes of guided missiles. And inside this stone, which is called pyrophilin, were found incredible spheres made of metal about the size of a golf ball.
I've seen pictures of them, Credo. They're round, perfectly round spheres, and they have grooves cut along the equator, two, three, four grooves, perfectly around these metal spheres.
Yes, sir. And what happens if you put one of those metal spheres on a table, sir, and watch it for several hours? It rotates in sympathy with the Earth. You can see it actually rotating without a power source, without a source of energy. This must have been technology many, many millions of years ahead of our time.
I was told that those were found in rock that was in excess of 1 billion years old.
Yes, sir. These things are made by intelligent entities.
Mm-hmm.
And anyone who doubts that we are the, who says that we are the first civilization on this planet, mm-hmm. sir, is mad. And the sooner we look into this phenomenon, like human, like thinking people, the better for our own survival. Say, let me tell you one thing, and share this with your listeners, please, and also with Mr. David Icke. Is he there?
Yeah, I'm here, Cairo, yeah.
Say, will you please tell the honorable presenter, say, what did I show you which was found? Do you remember the X-ray I showed you?
Right, yeah.
Of Cecilia's womb.
Mm-hmm.
Of the strange artifact which was found inside her womb. This artifact killed Cecilia. I should really not be talking so in public, but I'm dedicating this talk to my departed wife. Cecilia was not killed by the cancer that she was suffering from. She died very suddenly. Her blood pressure dropped exactly 3 weeks after I received a death threat threatening her. Say, the Chitauri or the conspirators, or call them what you will, are active now, and they are interfering even with our private lives. I can tell you things that will shake you, but for which there are witnesses, how I myself am being destabilized even now.
David Icke?
By men, sir?
I was going to ask David to comment. Go ahead, Grado, finish.
Sir, today in South Africa there are so-called security firms.
Mm-hmm.
Which somehow are connected to bigger security firms in England and elsewhere. These firms supply bodyguards for important people, and some of these bodyguards I was given over to them that they should look after my affairs, to look after my money and so on.
Mm-hmm.
But they started interfering with my personal life. They started chasing away wise men and women whom I had gathered around me for many years in order to make a group of wise people which would help our people in South Africa. And also everything that I try to do, everything that I try to create, is subtly destroyed by these men. Mercenaries interfering with human lives in South Africa, even as we are talking, say, I have a plan to save the rhinos from extinction by offering the Chinese who buy rhino horn as an aphrodisiac dehydrated ostrich eggs, which is a true aphrodisiac. But my plan has been frustrated by some of these men.
Hmm.
And, you know, sir, if people doubt that there is a conspiracy, let them tell me, why is Africa being murdered and by whom? If there are no Chitauri, why are there senseless wars ravaging my country? If there are no reptilians, why are we seeing men and women on this planet who seem to be virtual immortals? Should I mention a name?
Go ahead, just for fun.
Say, there are men on this earth who appear to be deathless.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Henry Kissinger is one.
I was going to say, there's certainly some men who seem to be very healthy in their latter years, and Henry Kissinger is certainly one of them, no doubt.
George Bush is another.
Yeah, he looks great. They both do. They're getting some kind of special treatment, or...
You know, sir, we human beings must think very deeply now. We claim to be masters of our own destiny. We are not. We claim to be in charge of our path in life. We are not. And there is no prisoner more pathetic, say, no slave more pitiable than a prisoner or a slave who thinks that he or she is a free person. We are not.